Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for listening to AIR. I'm your host, Jennifer Hillman, and tonight's guest is an incredible multidimensional, multifaceted astrologer and coach. Kelly Rosano has a full practice as an intuitive astrologer and coach for the past 13 years with a growing national and international clientele. Kelly provides one-on-one coaching, astrology consultation, group coaching, and team-building facilitation. Kelly has a passion for empowering people to reach their fullest potential and power. She has a passion for business, personal, and career advancement. She is a relationship expert and helps individuals and groups increase their health, well-being, and vitality. I first heard about her through reading many of her articles and read her newsletters, and I've been reading her newsletters for years. Her astrology readings are incredible. Her insights were very helpful when I had one with her in 2004. She was very accurate. Kelly will be taking your calls tonight. And with that, thank you, Kelly, for being on air tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Now, a lot of powerful stuff going on in the skies and the planets right now, including tomorrow, being the new moon. In some places, it's right now, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, it's already started because the moon is in Pisces and it's approaching the sun in Pisces, and so it will be exact, which means they will be at the exact same degree tomorrow, but we are feeling the energy today.
So what does this new moon in Pisces really, what is it doing for us?
Yeah, well, new moons always mean new beginnings, new starts. New moons is when you want to start things. Full moons bring things to fruition. They bring things to fulfillment. So this new moon in Pisces, it's about spirituality, first of all, because Pisces is the last sign. It rules the 12th house, and so what this new moon is calling us to do is to connect to our inner being and to connect to Source. And if we want to live authentically and powerfully, we have to come from that position where we're coming from our inner being and our connection to Source and then moving out into the world. So over the next 2 weeks, it really is an opportunity to enjoy meditation, enjoy music, enjoy, you know, spirituality, you know, walking in the sunshine, anything that makes you feel good and connects you to Source, nature, however you connect to it. It is the most spiritual sign in the zodiac. It's the last sign, so it represents that last step off before we ascend. The shadow side of Pisces is the drama side, where we can get entangled into other people's dramas, or if we have a tendency to be dramatic, emotional, then we can be creating drama. So you definitely want to pay attention to, do you create drama? Or B, do you find yourself being pulled into other people's dramas?
Now, if you see this happening, this pattern of you either creating drama, which may cause other people to have drama, or the dynamics is out there, is there something that should we just pull back then and say, wait a minute, I'm not going to go there, shift the energy to make it more positive, or what do you suggest we do with this?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, you know, if someone's fallen down a hole, if you jump in there with them, you're not going to be much help to them. So I do recommend holding your own, because if someone's in a bad place and you think you're going to help them by sympathizing to the place where you get as low as they do, or if they're all upset and you think you're going to help by getting as upset as they are, that's not the best strategy. So I do recommend holding your own space. And, you know, as a coach, I always teach everybody healthy selfishness. When you do what's right for Jennifer, it's right for everyone else. When you're not doing what's right for you, it's not right for them either. When you do what's right for you, you are in alignment with Source. You are in alignment with your Mighty I Am Presence. You are in alignment with Creator. When we are not doing what's right for us, we're in an out-of-alignment state. And when we're out of alignment, that means other people are lining up with our out-of-alignment state. So I really impress upon my clients to practice selfishness, healthy selfishness.
Yeah.
Be more selfish, because you can't give away to others what you don't have.
That's for sure, and so many people try. Do you find that in the last couple of days it's been more people with more drama in their lives, or that they're creating, and is there a way that as a coach you can kind of pull their head out of their butt and say, hello, see what you're doing? Hold up the mirror. Or is there a gentle way of doing it? Or do you kind of just slap the face and say, get out of there?
Get your head out of there, okay? You know, I mean, yeah, that's my job. My job is to really stay centered when the storm comes in, because, you know, a lot of times people will contact me when they're in crisis, and, you know, getting upset and being in reactive mode, it doesn't empower us, and it doesn't empower other people. And so what I've noticed is, and you may be noticing this too, Jennifer, is Earth is ascending. We are all going through this transformation. And what I've noticed is it's almost like the gig is up. We all have to be walking our talk. And if we're not, the universe is going to slap you real quick to show you. So in other words, if you think you're going to go off and get yourself into some sort of marriage or relationship that really is an illusion or isn't in your best, you know, in highest good, and you try to go and do that and it falls to pieces, it's just the universe saying, look, you know, what's this, your 17th marriage? Hello, you know?
Kind of look at the pattern.
You know what I mean? And so for all of us, including myself, you know, I have my own astrology too, you know, and I have my lessons too, but I just noticed with all of us is that if we're trying to run the old game, and the old game is just full of holes and just full of, you know, baloney, the universe is right there to slap us and just say, yeah, I don't think so. You know, it's for all of us, we really have to grow up and take responsibility, you know. And when we take responsibility, that's our freedom. That's the gateway to freedom.
Right.
Because when you take responsibility, you're no longer playing the victim. And that can be the shadow side of the Pisces. You know, every sign has its strengths and its shadow. I always try to focus on the strengths when I write about it because, you know, they know their weaknesses. They know. You know, they people don't need to be reminded, you know. But I think when I see it, you know, with clients repeating the same negative behavior session after session, you know, it's my job to challenge them to step out of that and move forward. You know, and if you really care about people, you will. You'll challenge them. If you don't really care about people, you'll just jump in there and be codependent with them and say, yeah, you know, keep drinking. It's, yeah, that's okay. You know, well, we're all going to die someday. You know, you'll just go sooner. Okay, keep drinking. You know, I mean, I mean, that's just my approach is I'm direct, but I really find that we all have to take 100% responsibility for everything in our life, and the law of attraction is always working.
Most definitely. Now, with the positive side of this new moon, is it a good time to give out their dreams, what we're wanting to do, since it's so strong with the spirituality, or is it a time to say, all right, Swords, you tell me what the plan is, and I'll follow it?
I think a little bit of both. You know, those are excellent questions, because Pisces also rules dreams. It's ruled by Neptune and Jupiter, and that is your ability to dream, and Jupiter is your ability to inspire and expand. And in fact, Neptune rules the movie industry. It rules the music industry, and you'll find more Pisces in Hollywood. They make fantastic actors, and so it is a time to dream. And you want to take action now. Mars is direct. Mercury is direct. We're on the new moon. I like to wait 48 hours before I take action on a new moon, because a new moon is kind of like being in the womb. And you want to give it, you know, like you almost want to give it till you can see the moon in the sky. Because like right now, if you go out to see the new moon, you really see no moon.
Right.
There's no moon. As soon as you've seen that first sliver, that's your call. You can take action. You can move forward. You know, yes, definitely. You always want to begin new projects on a new moon.
Now, there's a lot of other aspects affecting this new moon. I mean, Uranus is connecting with the sun. You got Neptune and Venus together.
Mm-hmm.
You got a whole slew of them
mm-hmm.
in Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
So is a lot of these things kind of helping us, being pushed along and giving us new ideas of where we should be going on our path?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the way I look at it is your path, our path is like a stream. And your life wasn't meant to be hard. And so if you're going down the stream and you're going with the flow, your life is going to be easier. It's when you start trying to row upstream that you struggle. Like when you're trying to make a situation work that is not working. Uranus is the awakener. It's the planet of unpredictability. It is expect the unexpected. I like Uranus. You know, because he's such a wild card, and he's the wild man, and he's the rebel, and he represents the Aquarian age, and he represents, you know, the internet, the 11th house of group friends and associations. He's the ruling planet of Aquarius. So I really like Uranus. But people that like things status quo and, you know, think they're controlling things, you know, in their life, whatever, they don't like Uranus, because Uranus doesn't care about status quo or comfortability or security. Uranus wants to awaken you, and he'll do it with a jolt of lightning, because he wants your life to stay fresh, and he wants us to stay alive. You know, there's so many people walking around, they're the walking dead. They live their lives like it's a death sentence, you know. They stay in the settled relationship, the settled job, and then they're going to die. You know, and that's not what your life's supposed to be. Your life's supposed to be exciting and passionate, and it's supposed to be a journey, you know, and so Uranus is in here awakening everybody, and that might be another factor too, which is causing people to stand up and go, whoa, you know, I thought I was getting married and now the whole thing just fell apart, or
right.
I thought this was going to happen and it turned out to be something completely different.
That slap in the face we were talking about.
Yeah, you know, it's only a slap in the face because we love our illusions. Now you've
right.
got Venus and Neptune playing here together, and Venus is what we love and value, and Neptune is illusion, delusion, deception, and confusion, and the ruling planet of Pisces. Now, Neptune represents spirituality, but we have an ego, and most of us are not beyond that ego, so we don't really understand Neptune. And so we don't like him because he loves to just smash the crap out of your ego. You know, your ego thinks it's one way, and then you find out, you know, your bank account was just emptied out by somebody. And so, you know, Neptune and Venus here, this is lovely illusions. This is beautiful illusions.
Right.
Now, how you can use that correctly is to put it into your work. If you are creative, if you like to write, if you like to compose, if you like to do anything creative, you have no better energy than Venus and Neptune together, and Mercury, and Chiron, you know, to work with this energy to make you more creative. And now that's really what Neptune's intention is Neptune, you get into trouble when you think, oh, this is my twin flame, this is the object of my love, when really what Neptune is saying, we need to love everyone.
Right.
We are all family. Everyone counts. Everyone matters. I love you all equally.
That's exactly right. Now, we're going through the next 2 weeks with meditating and loving ourselves, and then in a couple weeks we have this kind of nasty full moon coming up.
Well, if you don't like power, yeah. If you like giving your power away to others, yeah, you might find it a bit nasty. So this is right now, we're in this cycle of moving out of our own egoic needs and loving everyone equally, knowing that we are all connected on beloved Gaia, planet Earth, and that we are all moving into the Aquarian Age. And from that compassionate, universal love, we move into, well, actually 2 weeks from tonight is the equinox, the spring equinox, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. I love spring. And so, you know, so we're moving into Aries and the spring equinox, and, you know, so the days are growing longer. It gives us, you know, more energy, more strength, and it's all about growth and expansion. So we expand in the spring and the summer. You know, we reach our fullest expansion, and then in the fall we harvest everything we've worked on. The winter is really the time, well, because we're in the northern hemisphere now. If we were down in Australia, they're having summer. You know, like, so tomorrow, I mean, in 2 weeks from tonight, we have spring, they have fall. But for us here, we're really, you know, expanding everything and expanding, so in the winter we're supposed to be planting the seeds and getting everything going. And then in the spring and the summer we expand it all. And in the fall is when you have your harvest of everything you've worked on in the whole year. And so as stepping into, the Aries, which I love, you know, being a Leo, and Aries trines all my Leo, and it trines all the Sagges. So, you know, I wait for the Sag and the Aries cycles. And so, you know, it's just like, you know, right now, you know, for the Pisces, you know, they wait for the Scorpio and the Cancer cycles, because that's when they're really strong and shining. And so now we're heading into Aries, which, you know, is my favorite time of year. And so it's for everybody, you know, it's spring. It's about, you know, expanding yourself. You have more energy. There's more light. You have more light to work with. And then the next day we have the full moon in Libra. So over the, from tomorrow until the next 2 weeks, you know, you plant your seeds, you know, say starting on Monday, you know, going after whatever it is you want to go after, whether it's projects or, you know, a promotion, starting a business, anything you want to do that you want to go after, you know, starting Monday, you know, it's full speed ahead. And then we're going into this very significant full moon, which is Aries, fire, and then, of course, a full moon always means the moon is opposing the sun. So if we're in Aries and the moon is in Libra. Now what's really cool about this full moon is you got powerful Pluto in Capricorn opposing Mars in Cancer, squaring the sun and the moon. So you've got a grand square, which means four squares and two oppositions, which is really powerful. And now, one of the, you know, we'll take this apart piece by piece. One of the important things here is with Mars opposing Pluto, this has already happened three times. Like, this is the third time. The first time Mars was in Cancer was in September, and it opposed Pluto. So you want to think about what was going on with you in September. What were you cooking back then? What were you starting new that was happening back in September? Then Mars crossed Pluto again, opposed Pluto again in January. And you want to think about what was going on in January. He actually just finished the exact opposition this week. But he's still, because it's a full moon, it's a waning opposition, but it's all part, it's all together, because Mars is still in degree with the Sun and the Moon and Pluto. So they're all showing up together. But, you know, Mars had been retrograde since November 15th. And Mars rules your career, it rules work, it rules war, it rules men, it rules testosterone. Mars is the energy in the chart. Mars is what, you know, gets you out of bed in the morning. Mars is the one that gets you in the car and gets you, you know, to go to work. You know, so Mars is really important. Having a strong Mars in your chart is very important. And so Mars, crossing Pluto like this, you know, it's a very, very powerful opposition, because both of these, they were in fact, going on when we entered Baghdad, Iraq. And so, you know, these are the war planets. And it's all in cardinal. And cardinal is action-orientated. Cardinal means new beginnings, you know. And so you want to think about, like I said, is what you're doing in September and January and what you're working on now. You know, what is your strategy for getting what you want? This is, you know, a really powerful transit, and it's going to bring up, you know, a lot of issues around power. How do you use power? Do you own your power, or do you give your power away? You know, it's very important to own our power and to be aware of living authentically and living powerfully.
Now, since power, and you're very much into empowerment, with such a dynamic going on, do you incorporate this more so in your coaching? Do you say, okay, this is a really powerful time, let's see how, and try and coach your people, your clientele, into really utilizing this in a really powerful way somehow?
I just want to say before we go into the coaching is that okay. This full moon is inaugurating a giant step forward, okay? When we're coming up on this cardinal grand square or cardinal cross, and we're coming out of the Pisces, this is the giant step forward we've been waiting for. This is the go. You know, it's like if you wait, you know, you're sitting at a light and you're ready for, you know, the light turn green. This is the green light to go. However, we do have to resolve those four areas of our life that these guys fall in. So wherever your Aries is in your natal chart, wherever Libra is in your natal chart, wherever Capricorn is in your natal chart, and wherever Cancer is in your natal chart, that's where you have to resolve those areas, because oppositions are awarenesses that come to us through other people. So it's not that other people are doing anything to us, but that it is being reflected back to us through other people. And so our unconscious is projecting it onto them. They're reflecting it back to us. And so we want to, again, own our power, so that we're not going, oh, well, this person did this to me, and it's really not what the other person's doing to you. It's what you're not doing. Squares represent turning points. So where do you need to make the changes? you know, they're internal challenges, but they're also opportunities because squares are actually stepping stones. So where do you have to look at your job? Where do you need, you know, do you need to make changes in, you know, what needs to change? Do you need to get out of your job? Do you need to get out of your living location? Do you need to change your relationship? You know, what do you need to change? And are you really owning your power? Or are you giving, are you playing the victim? You know, I'm a victim. It's all being done to me. You know, or are you owning your power? And with Aries, you know, moving into the cycle of Aries, you want to initiate everything. You want to wait for and follow no one. It's all about taking action. Your power is in taking action. As long as you're sitting there, not feeling good about yourself, not feeling good about your situation, you will continue to attract more of that. As soon as you start taking action, even if it's just baby steps, it moves the energy and you start feeling good again. You start feeling empowered. You start feeling strengthened. Now, when I work with people, I always have their charts. And that's if I'm working with CEOs, executives, it doesn't matter who I'm working with. I always like to have their charts in front of me because understanding someone's natal chart is such a fabulous tool because it just gives you, it gives you their psychology, it gives you their lessons, what they've come to learn, it shows you their talents and their abilities and their gifts, as well as how they get in their own way. And we all get in our own way. And so I like to have that natal chart out in front of me when I'm coaching people. I also like to have their transits. That's where the planets are right now, aspecting that natal chart. And that tells me what cycles they're in. That tells me their timing. So, yes, I would look at where this full moon fell in my client's chart when I'm coaching them. So that I can see those areas of their life that we need to be talking about right now. Because oftentimes, you know, people will come in with one issue and you'll realize that that's just a symptom, you know, that or something's going on, but that the core issues may lie in other areas that they're not yet consciously aware of. And so we always want to use the astrology, you know, as a tool. As a psychological profile, and the transits are so helpful because it's just, you know, because in coaching you're always wanting to pull people forward and you're always wanting to move them forward, but sometimes it's not time for that person to jump out. It's not time for that person to move forward, and it's not, everybody's different, you know, so. An Aries, you say to an Aries, you know, you need to get out of this relationship. They may be, okay, but what do we do? You know, you say that to a Cancer or a Pisces, and they fall apart. Even though they know the relationship's over, and they don't want to go. I mean, they want to go, you know. So everybody's unique. Everybody's different. And you know, my goal is to work with their process.
Right.
And move them along so that... it's about their timetable.
Okay, that's, for example, my rising sign is Aries.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you tell me for an example on how to really utilize the full moon or the new moon at this time?
Okay, so your rising sign is Aries.
Yes.
And let me see, I think I have your chart here. You know, wrong client. I was about to read you someone else's. It is 10:30 at night here.
Yeah, it's late. It's been a long day too.
I've been working since 7:30 this morning. Okay, let me pull you up right here.
I can always tell you my birthday if it's easier that way. I just want.
Okay, so I knew you had a later a degree. Okay, so for you, this is actually falling in your 12th house. Because your ascendant doesn't start till almost 19 degrees Aries, and this full moon is at, you know, 2 degrees, you know, one and a half degree. So 2 degrees Aries. Okay, so 2 degrees. This full moon is actually falling in your 12th house, which is the behind scenes, you know, the behind the scenes house, the sanctuary, the monastery, you know. So you can stay in the convent, you've got some time, because the full moon is actually falling in your 12th house. And the Libra falls in your 6th house. So you're working on your work, your health, your well-being and vitality, your work issues. You're working behind the scenes. And then in the 3rd and the 9th. So, you know, you work in the community, you know, as well as the 9th house, which has to do with expansion of consciousness,
right.
Long-distance travel, astral travel.
I'm real good at that.
Yeah. And so you're this is like a very spiritual full moon for you.
Okay.
Because it's in your spiritual houses, the 9th and the 12th. And even though the 3rd is the lower mind and the 6th is our work habits, health habits, psychological diet, how we feed ourselves. So it's activating those areas of your life and so you want to resolve whatever work issues you need to resolve. You want to resolve any community issues that you need to resolve, neighbors, siblings, and then the long distance travel. You want to enjoy that and enjoying the 12th house, being in the background, being on the radio, being behind the scenes.
So when you say long, the traveling, the long trips and stuff,
mm-hmm.
is this a good time to plan a trip?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Mercury is direct now. Mars is direct. Mars is moving forward. This is a great time to plan, to dream, to envision.
Okay. Now, I do want to remind the audience that she is taking calls. The phone number for the U.S. is 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, the number is 888-815-9756. So if you'd like to know what the new moon and the full moon is doing in your chart, please feel free to give us a call. You've been doing this a long time, and you do a lot of different, you do all the areas of coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have a special, you're developing a lot of different ways to help the business and the career aspects of people's lives. Are you working on a special, I know you're working on classes or developing or have developed a program that really helps businesses, CEOs, to have more of a working model for a group of people to push them forward, correct?
Yeah, I've created this system called the CLASS system.
Okay.
Which is the Complete Leadership Achievement Success System. It's actually based on the house system of astrology. But there's no astrology in this business program. So
how does that work? I mean,
I'm glad you asked. So what I do is I take groups of people through certain areas. So in the first area, I focus people on their needs, okay? Because when you're a leader and you want to lead people, you have to know what your needs are, and you have to have your needs met. To live authentically and to live powerfully and to inspire others, to lead others or want others to follow you, you can't be needy. You can't be running around with all kinds of needs. Hello?
Hello.
We have a caller.
Oh, okay.
Hi, this is Brant.
Hi, Brant.
I was just calling to see how things with this new moon and everything coming up are going to affect me at all. My birthday is May 9th of 77.
Okay, let me pull up your chart real quick. So your name is Brent?
Brant.
Brant. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll pull up your chart right now. Okay. And so you're born May?
9th.
9th.
Yeah, be Taurus.
1977?
Correct.
Do you know what time you were born?
10:45 a.m.
Excellent. And where were you born? What city were you born in?
Coon Rapids in Minnesota.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
C-O-O-N, then space, and then R-A-P-I-D-S.
Alrighty. We're taking a look right now. We've got it. We're using May 9th, 1977 at 10:45 a.m.
Correct.
Here we go. Okay, well, you have a birthday coming up here pretty soon. Wow, do you have a busy chart. Have you ever had your natal chart read before?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Very interesting. You get a lot of Uranian energy and Saturn energy. And, of course, Saturn wants to build, and Uranus wants to free. So Saturn wants to be responsible, and Uranus wants freedom. So there can be a push-pull there with you. Okay, so this is happening in your ninth house as well. So just like Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
because you have 11 degrees Aries on your midheaven, 10th house, 2 degrees Aries falls in your ninth house. So it's falling in your ninth, in your third, in your sixth, and your 12th. So if you were listening to what I said to Jennifer, you have the exact same situation going on. Now, I'm going to just pull up your solar return chart real quick.
Okay.
Where are you living right now?
Minnesota.
Okay, so are you close to where you were born?
Probably about 15 minutes north.
Oh, okay. So will you be there for your birthday?
Yes.
Okay. You always want to run a solar return chart for where the person will be on their birthday. In fact, some people will travel around the country or the world to get a better solar return chart. A solar return chart is read just like a birthday chart, I mean a natal chart, but it's a birthday chart on for a year. Man, you could tell it's 10:40 where I am. I don't read this late. Okay.
Doing great.
Thank you. I just feel like I'm kind of drunk or something. You know, I'm just like slurring my words here. Okay, this is a good year for you. You've got the sun moving up to the 11th house, which means you're going to get a promotion. You're going to make more money this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Are you excited about that?
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah. Do you like your job?
It's a job. I'm actually thinking about going into a completely different aspect.
Well, it will feel like a step up for you.
Okay.
Whatever you do decide to go into,
mm-hmm.
it will feel like a promotion.
Okay.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Yep.
How's that going?
Awesome.
Okay. You may find some challenge with it. Are you living together?
Nope. We actually live about an hour apart. We've been together for almost a year.
Okay. Now, so what is the problem with the home situation? Are you thinking of moving?
Jobs, where our jobs are.
Okay, because you might find that you have to relocate.
Okay.
And then that causes you to be depressed because you're not as close to your woman.
Okay.
Just something to think about.
All
you right. know? I'm seeing some upset in the home related to some depression around the relationship. In a sense, you have an awesome relationship. It isn't because you're not happy with each other. It's because of the career pressures or the work pressures requiring you to expand your horizons and move out of the area you're in order to get that promotion, get what you want.
Okay.
Stay fluid. You're young. You know, you got your whole life ahead of you. There's a whole world out there with many opportunities, and you know, even if you have some frustration with having to move, you know, it's all for the best.
Okay. All right.
Is there a time frame for that move?
Well, it can happen any time because a solar return chart starts 3 months before your birthday. Your solar return chart, life of color, happy birthday, and astrology is where your sun returns to the exact degree of birth. And so it's, we're almost to, you know, the 9th of March.
Right.
So he's in this chart right now, but, boy, he will be feeling it. I wouldn't be surprised if he moved, you know, like May or June.
Wow. Okay.
And, you know, it's just something, you know, to think about. But it's all good. It's good.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brant.
Yep, thank you.
Take care. So, it 2008 is kind of a turbulent year for a lot of people, isn't it? Meaning a lot of change, a lot of movement. With all the transits, it's like spirit saying, all right, you've made a lot of excuses, and now we're not going to believe them anymore, and we're going to make you face it.
Well, I think it's a good thing what's happening. You know, I think, you know, Earth is ascending, and Earth is increasing in light, and we need to be in alignment with the light. And we can't be in alignment with the light if we're in denial, if we're holding ourselves back. Life was meant to be an adventure. It wasn't meant to be some sentence you just suffer out and then croak.
But some people like it that way.
But they're not happy. America is one of the most unhappiest countries on the planet.
Yes.
Antidepressants have gone up 500% in usage in the last 10 years. If we're so happy, then why is everyone so depressed? Not everyone, but, you know, why is so many people, you know, suffering, you know, with depression, you know? And I'm not saying, you know, you don't always have to make big changes in your life, but there are times where you do need to make certain changes. And it won't be for everybody in 2008, but it will be for a lot of people, you know? And I think what helps all of us is if we're living authentically.
Right.
If you're living who you really are, who are you? You know, if you're living who you really are, it's not a problem. Where we get into trouble is we live outside of ourselves. We try to please everybody else. We want other people to get us. Other people's opinions matter more than our own. And that's where we get into trouble. No one's opinion is more important than your own.
Right.
The only person that you need to get you is you.
Right.
So if you get you and you're living you're living for who you really are, it's not a problem.
Unless you make it a problem.
Unless you resist it, yeah.
Yeah.
You struggle with it.
And it's very interesting in my own experience. The more I'm being true to myself, the more I scare people because people just can't believe I'm actually like that. I speak my mind. I'm very honest and to the point. And I'm getting more so, and people are realizing that they need to do the same. And, I mean, it's a very interesting time for a lot of people to understand that it's okay if you disagree. It's okay that you have different opinions, as long as you're respectful. Everybody has a right to be true to themselves. And if somebody doesn't match with you, they're just going to fade away.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
And it's just, it's okay.
It's all good, you know.
That's the one thing I'm finding with my clients is they want to hold on. But I don't want to lose them. And it's just like, it's not working for them. The friendship is more backstabbing than anything else, and yet, but they're my friend. And it's like, they're backstabbing you, they're lying to you, they're taking business away from you, and you still consider them a friend? What are you really getting out of this? And they just want to hold on, and they can't even explain why. And there is just such a shift that now they're really realizing that it's like the light switch has gone off and they actually can see what is going on instead of really holding on. But resistance is futile these days.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's better for you, you know, and And I know it's scary to let go of the familiar, but, you know, I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, Earth is this journey, and we're all here to learn our lessons. And, you know, I think for a lot of people, the greatest lesson is self-love.
And we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hello. It's Chris.
Hi, Chris. When's your birthday?
April 29, 1959.
Okay, so we've got Chris, and we've got, this is the night of the Tauruses, April 29, 1959.
Yeah, 59.
Yeah, 59, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do you know what time you're born?
You know, I don't. I really do not know what time I was born.
Okay, I'll use a technique called solar houses. And what that is I bring your sun to the ascendant, because I don't have your time, so I don't know the houses, but we still get some good information with this. So we're using April 29th, 1959.
Do you need to know where she was born?
Nope, because when you use solar houses, the zone, the longitude and latitude doesn't matter.
Okay.
You go by the sun. And she has a 9-degree, 9-minute sun in Taurus. Taurus is a great sign, by the way, because it's so powerful. It's so strong. Very stubborn.
I think they're hilarious.
I'm having a hard time hearing here.
Oh, I think Tauruses are the funniest people I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because they're down to earth and common sense and practical and kind of on the far side, and in the sense that they're stubborn, they don't, you know, sway with the commercial stuff.
Good, good, good. We like that. We like that. Yeah. Okay. Sure. I've never heard funny, but you know,
funny. And they laugh at their own jokes.
That's good.
That's good. I think we don't want to take ourselves too seriously, you know. Do you have a question for me?
No, I was just calling in to see what you picked up. I really do need to find out what time I was born.
Yeah, you really do. Once you have it, you'll always have it, and you just can gain so much insight into yourself and your future and anything you want to know. By studying your astrology, getting astrology consultation.
So can you tell her what the full moon is going to affect her, or no?
No, honestly, I can't, because we don't know her houses. So we don't know, I don't know where it falls in her chart, because we don't know what time she was born.
Okay.
But we know she's a funny Taurus.
Yes, we do.
And she's got a great outlook.
Yes, she does.
She has a positive outlook, and that counts. You know, that matters. You know, I really think that, you know, having a positive attitude is the cure for everything down here.
Yes, it is.
And loving yourself, really. Loving yourself more than the need for other people in your life, especially, you know, when people are treating you badly, because we have to teach people how to treat us. And if they're so-called friends and they're stabbing you in the back and they're stealing from you, those are really enemies.
Yeah, I don't want those in my life. I really don't.
That's excellent. You're very lucky.
Yeah, I was relating back to what Jennifer was talking about before you came on.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know, and one of the wonderful things of growing older is we become wiser. And we have a tendency not to put up with that.
Most definitely.
So do you feel like, Chris, you have a bit of a rebel in you?
Oh, yeah, I'm a huge rebel.
Yeah, this is good, because she's got Uranus oppose her moon and square her sun in her natal chart. And so, Chris, this is good, you know, because I like that in people. I think that's important. Why should we just accept something because it's told to us?
I can be stupid stubborn. So, but it's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
So you like to shake people out of their antiquated attitudes.
Most definitely.
Well, you know what I mean? Because, like, people try to put her in a box.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you know, because people try to put you in a box and say, oh, she's this way, and then she'll come in with her hair all, like, dyed pink or something, you know?
Well,
you
know, I haven't done that one yet, but, yeah.
Well, we just gave you an idea of what you can do next.
Yeah, the next time they try to box you in, now you know.
I have been told that I can walk into a room and shake it up, and I don't even try.
That's good.
Yeah, well, see, it's the Uranus, and the Neptune too, because she's got Neptune highly activated in this chart, which gives you off a lot of magnetism.
Oh, God.
And so, yeah, you go in and you magnetically impact everyone in the room, and by you just being in there, they charge you off too. So it's like this charge going on with people.
Yeah, but I don't mean to, and Jen knows me well enough to know that I like to stay behind the scenes.
Yeah, but you're pure magic. You've got that magic touch.
Yeah, and you can't always stay behind the scenes, just like you can't always be out front. You know, life moves like the wheel. You know, and there's times you're out front, and there's times you're behind the scenes. And you may feel better being behind the scenes, but there's times where we need you out front performing.
Yeah, I like manifesting, but I like seeing things manifest in other people's lives too. So I'm a bit of a cheerleader. Like, I believe in people.
Yeah.
So. Well, when are you coming back on air?
When we change the time.
No, I just need to know because I got to find out what time I was born.
Wow.
I can tell
absolutely.
You where I was born.
You probably will be on sometime.
Okay, stop. I love Mercury, so if this is what's going on, I'm so glad Mercury's around.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because that guy can really put a bee in your bonnet. Oh, I tell you, that guy can really mess things up, and he loves to play. Talk about a trickster and a jokester.
Yeah.
Oh, he just loves messing with us, you know.
Mercury?
Oh, hide and seek with everything, you know.
Really?
One minute it's here, and then it's gone, you know. Like, where'd it go? It was just there.
Oh, how funny.
Well, I hate to interrupt this wonderful time, but
we
our
got
time
five
is gone.
Minutes. We got 5 minutes.
We got to, well, actually, I need to break off in just actually a couple minutes. So I do want to thank you, Chris, for calling. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And Kelly, I do want to thank you for being on air. And if you want to get more information on signing up for a wonderful newsletter and other information of her services, you can go to our website, kellyrosano.com. That's KellyRosano.com. She is awesome. She's got tons of wonderful information on her website, and I highly recommend you stop by and check that out.
Now, don't you have the website also listed on your website?
Yes, I do have the website listed.
Cool. So I can just go over there and
yes, you can click right on it and it goes right to her site.
I like it simple. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, girl. It's bedtime, huh?
Yes, it is.
No, I won't go to bed till about 1.
Well,
I think Kelly's
going to go to bed now. She's rather tired.
There won't be any problem with that.
So, Kelly, thank you again for staying up. I really appreciate you being on the show. I really think you're awesome, and I wish you all the best. And you do have an open invitation if you ever want to stay up late sometime.
Well, thank you. And I'm sure, you know, it will be doable, especially with summer coming.
Yes.
And the days being longer.
Yes, most definitely. And I do want to remind you that next week we have Sandy Hustle from Australia on again. She's going to have some weird hours figuring that one out. But she is going to be on, and she's going to cover some more of her healing talents. And she was just on a trip to Egypt, and she's going to be talking about that as well. If you want more information about any of the guests on air, you can go to abstractillusions.net. Until next time, We hope you, with each breath of air, you gain new insights and inspirations. Many blessings to you. Enjoy the new moon. Till next time, bye for now.